Oregon lawmakers are debating how to meet the needs of some 14,000 homeless people in the state. There's now a bill on the table that would pay local governments and nonprofits to build homeless shelters and waive some zoning restrictions. But some cities are concerned about giving up local control, and they say waiving zoning restrictions might lead to shelters being built in areas far away from amenities like medical care. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, the city of Eugene, Oregon, is also feeling the pressure from local business owners who want the city to come up with its own solutions.
The Elkhorn Brewery has contended with litter, theft, and discarded needles since it opened 5 years ago. But owner Stephen Sheehan says this past year was the worst. A homeless woman vandalized his place and the Thai restaurant next door twice in the span of a month.
She broke our windows, our front door, and Manola's. 3 weeks after that time, then she tried to light Molotov cocktails. She broke out 12 windows, the doors, $8,000 worth of damage.
Angry and frustrated, Sheehan formed a coalition called Eugene Wake Up. Its membership includes more than 100 small business owners who, like Sheehan, say they are tired of vandalism and disruptive behavior, often from transients.
We just can't do this anymore. It's just killing us as a community. It's killing us as a business community. Something has to be done immediately, and that's the reason or purpose for our group.
Sheehan and his group have taken their gripes to city leaders, including their complaint that in Eugene's liberal, inclusive, counterculture climate, officials prioritize homeless concerns over business concerns and do not hold homeless people accountable when they commit crimes. Police Chief Chris Skinner says he supports Eugene Wake Up's proactive approach. But he says it's also important business owners know that criminal behavior is police priority.
It's not illegal to loiter downtown. It's not illegal to exist downtown. It's illegal to be downtown and engage in criminal behavior.
Skinner says downtown Eugene is heavily policed, and there are plans to put more officers on the streets.
I can't reiterate enough that your police department is an active and engaged member of this community that wants to help solve this problem. But that's not where this problem gets solely solved.
Would you like a receipt?
At Eugene's Friendly Street Market, tension has eased after a serial vandal was recently apprehended after breaking in the front door 3 times. Owner Aaron Gaffillin says that's why groups like Eugene Wake Up are needed.
Over a number of years, we've had issues with people sleeping here, going to the bathroom here. We found needles around. There has to be a solution reached. I think that it's just going to get worse and worse and worse until there's some kind of breaking point.
Many business owners say they also feel targeted by some community members if they complain about criminal acts by transients, as if they're condemning all homeless for the actions of a few.
When they first came out, I did feel that way, and I have interacted with Eugene Wake Up members, and I have a different view now.
Arwen Mosta Spain is executive director of Carry It Forward, a homelessness support group in Eugene. She says some business owners concern her, but most are able to differentiate between homelessness and lawlessness, and she wants to work with them.
Businesses and organizations like mine could be collaborating to create more spaces for homeless people to live and have support services while they are also providing the business with some kind of on-site security or cleanup efforts. Those could be immediate collaborations.
Across the street from the Elkhorn Brewery, panhandler St. Christopher Bonnell sits under an umbrella with his dog. He worries that this new coalition of businesses could be the latest phase of a trend he's seen in Eugene over the last 10 years.
This place is being gentrified. Pure and simple, it's being gentrified. It's being taken over by the cleanup crew, is what I'd call it.
Bonnell worries that if the city isn't careful, the push to clean up Eugene could divide it instead.
Honestly, I just would like to have the people that are going to be deciding this to have common sense. Just have common sense. Don't pinpoint people, because all you're gonna do is cause a divide. And why would you want to divide a community? Why don't you bring it together? Like, just bring it together. Don't try to divide it any more than it already is.
Outside the overhead door company of Eugene Springfield, President Paul Burrell stares at a row of homeless tents and carts that obscure his roadside sign. Staff and customers have dealt with transients entering their offices and yelling at them, or leaving trash and waste. While Burrell's patience is running short, he still holds out hope and compassion.
We do support the people who do want to get help. We think there is a big need for behavioral health, mental health funding. We just don't have the resources to help the people who are trying to help themselves and get work and be healthy versus the people who are consistently not wanting to help, just being lawless individuals.
Some members of Eugene Wake Up say they're reviewing their options in a city that ranks first nationally for homelessness. If things don't improve, some business owners say they may move on to other cities or back political candidates here who would support their agenda. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene, Oregon.